Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is Jackie here in the seat with you today for Saturday Magazine. Now, it's estimated that 30% of residents living in direct provision are children. And our next guest founded a community group in Limerick, which raises much-needed funds to support parents living in direct provision so they, in turn, can provide for their children. On the line to chat more to us about the current fundraiser, we have Donna Vuma. She is the founder and chairperson of Every Child is Your Child. And you're very welcome to the show this morning, Donna.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning, Donna. Tell us a little bit about Every Child is Your Child and the work you guys are doing.
Right. So we were founded 4 years ago in Limerick after we realized that there wasn't much support for parents and children living in direct provision. And as we all know, back to school costs can be, you know, extremely high, and people that are living in direct provision have to survive on an allowance of €38.80 a week. At that time, it was still €19.10 a week. And there were so many parents, including myself, who didn't know how we could meet these back-to-school expenses with that kind of budget. So we started to think, how can we help ourselves and others that are in a similar position? And the one idea we came up with was holding a fundraiser and a backpack drive every year where we can ask people to donate, whether it's financially or by buying a uniform when they're picking up something for their child or stationery. So we put out this call that, you know, can we have people, can people help us out? They can.
And you have a current fundraiser taking place. Tell us about it. What exactly can people do to get to help you guys out?
Okay, right. So what we've done in previous years is that, like I said, we've asked people to purchase items and drop them off at different drop-off points around the country, or purchase gift vouchers like your One for All gift card or a Dunn's gift card, and post it out to one of our addresses or drop it off. But because of the COVID-19, we have to do things differently this year. Mm-hmm. We're not really able to host donation drop-off points. So what we're asking people to do instead is post items out to our Limerick address, so it could be a One for All gift voucher, Dan's or Tesco, like I've mentioned, or stationery or uniform items that they have purchased. But we're also asking people to make financial contributions through our website. We have a PayPal donation link. Alternatively, we have a Bank of Ireland account where people can lodge donations into.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
There is so much. You're right. You know, talking about back to school costs, it is a very expensive time, just for the basic things that kids need. How much do these supplies mean to parents and children who are in direct provision? What does it mean to them to receive these supplies?
Oh my word, I can't even describe it. But for it, you know, you see the difference it makes to a child's life when they're able to go to school and be like every other child. I mean, you can imagine how much it would affect their self-confidence if
Absolutely.
They're going in and they don't have, you know, enough, or they're constantly being reminded that the book rental hasn't been paid or this and that hasn't been paid. So having that taken care of is such a huge relief for the child, but for the parent as well. I mean, we're talking about people who are already experiencing so much trauma from wherever they're coming from, but having to deal with living in direct provision as well has its additional stresses. Mm-hmm. It really lifts so much of the burden off the parents and off the child.
Absolutely. So how can Donna, this is such an important thing to get involved with and help these kids and help the parents out. Just like you said, the self-confidence that it brings, they can be more like, you know, they can have the things that they need in school. Because, you know, unfortunately, people do notice, students notice when other students aren't having those things. How can listeners find out more to support your work?
Okay, so it's very easy. We're on all social media platforms. So we are on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we are on Instagram. And the name to find us under is Every Child is Your Child. Or you can also visit our website. We are on www.everychildisland.org.
Brilliant.
So, if you just find us on any social media channels. What we also have on our social media pages is the different lists from the parents of what they actually need.
Lovely.
So you can actually contribute specifically to something that, you know, is really needed.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Donna, thanks so much for coming on this morning. Brilliant. And we wish you all the best in helping these families out. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So it's called Every Child is Your Child. And like Donna was telling you, she's the founder and chairperson of Every Child is Your Child. You can go to, on the web, everychildireland.org. And it's so lovely. You can see what specifically the kids are needing. You can make those provisions. You can give donations. You can send in gift cards. So many ways to help. And what a great thing to do to give a little boost, a boost of self-confidence and a boost of just, you know, that showing that people care for these kids who need these things, and you make some parents and kids really, really happy. Spirit. Our next guest is involved with an upcoming event that provides a place where churches and Christians from all over the country can come together to hear the Word of God and join together for a week of worship, ministry, and teaching. This year's event will be slightly different, as like most other events this summer, it's moving online. It's run by New Wind Ireland, and it's called Sligo 2020. And online now to tell us more, we have Reverend Simon Janot from County Down. And you're very welcome to the show this morning, Reverend Simon.
Thank you very much, Jackie. Lovely to speak to you.
It's great to have you. And first of all, Simon, tell us, who is New Wine? Who are you? And what is this annual family conference all about?
Yeah, I mean, New Wine, it's a really good question. We have some staff, but we're mostly just people, you know, leaders with a heart for Ireland. You know, the sort of New Wine tagline is local churches changing nations. And that's kind of our desire. It's not to be sort of a parachurch organization that sits outside or alongside the local church, but we just want to be the local church. You know, we want to be encouraging the local church. We want to be cheering on leaders. We want to be resourcing people. We want to be doing whatever we can to see the local church reach their village, their town, their city, their nation. You know, that's kind of our heartbeat.
Lovely. And it's a great thing, bringing people together. And this year, the conference is going to be online. What can people expect?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, if you went to Sligo, it's kind of a marathon sprint of kind of worship and seminars and you know, late night worship and late night entertainment, and then the kids and the youth and the our place. You know, there's all of these different streams of stuff. So it'll probably be a little bit stripped back from that sort of marathon of things going on. But the way it kind of looks is on, so Sunday night tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. we have our first evening celebration, and that those evening celebrations, 8 p.m. each evening, sort of released on YouTube and Facebook. If you go to New Wine Ireland on Facebook, you can see those being released at 8 o'clock. They happen each evening, and we've got some incredible speakers joining us from all over, and we have some beautiful worship and all of that. And then each morning at 10:30, each morning from Monday to Friday, we have kind of children's and youth activities and all of that sort of stuff again on Facebook and our website and things.
So it really is, from what I understand, for families. So there's something going on for the adults and the children at the same time, is it?
Not so much, really. The evenings are more, I suppose, sort of adult-focused. Mm-hmm. So they're the sort of teaching and worship times. And then Monday to Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning, it's for children. Then Thursday, it's for youth, and there's like all sorts of challenges and things happening on their online thing. And then on Friday, we have what's called a family celebration, which is a big highlight to our Sligo conference every year, where everybody comes together for a big hoolie and all that.
Lovely. So if somebody's out there listening, who would you encourage to come to your conference and log in and spend that time with you this week?
It's just for everybody. I mean, our children's work is, you know, it's just so good. Our youth stuff is so good. So those slots at 10:30 are absolutely key opportunities for our youth and our kids. But I think like for the evening celebrations, I'm so excited about them. And I think for anybody, if you're a person, we get a couple of thousand people to Sligo, which is fantastic.
Mm,
and I really hope they all kind of pick it up again this summer. But I think as well, we're excited about just kind of churches, friends, you know, different people just sort of going, you know, you've never been to Sligo yet, you've never tried the conference, and maybe hasn't been possible up to now. Here's an opportunity to sort of taste and see it a little bit, you know. So I think it's definitely, it's for everybody, really. Sligo, you know, it's great. And you know, even to have the speakers. We've definitely, we often have speakers coming from all over the world, but we decided just for this online thing that we just wanted to keep it kind of Irish, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we've got kind of people from, we've got an amazing guy called Pastor Tom Burke from Cork. We have Noel Kenny from Dublin. We've got Charlotte Curran from Belfast. And then we've got a guy who is actually from these shores, but he ministers in Switzerland, Clive Atkinson, who'll be sharing with us one time as well. So it's really, it's lovely. It's wide. It's inspiring. I think it's for everybody, really. I think it's a real opportunity for anyone who wants to be encouraged. I think that's the key thing for me. Haven't seen it all. If you want to be encouraged in your walk with God, it's definitely something to tune in with.
There you go. And so how can people sign up, Simon?
No sign up, no fee.
Excellent.
It's all free. Just get stuck in, and you know, New Wine Ireland website, or if you go to New Wine Ireland's Facebook page or New Wine Ireland's YouTube page, you know, just pick it up, share it on your Facebook with your friends, whatever. Just enjoy it.
Excellent.
We just decided we didn't want to put any barriers. We just want to get it out there to as many people as want to check it out.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on this morning and sharing all about it with us, and I hope it goes really well.
Oh, thanks, Jackie. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Really excited.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great time, and all the best with it. I hope it goes really well.
Well, bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless. God bless. That's Reverend Simon Janot in County Down. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. He even had to get in his car, drive, and go get a signal so he could do this morning. So we thank him for that, for taking that extra measure. New Wine Ireland's Sligo 2020 online conference for anybody who just wants to join in. No sign up. You just join in. And for more information about the speakers, the seminars, and all that Simon spoke about, you can go to newwineireland.org. This year's Sligo 2020 online conference is going to start tomorrow, and it's going to run through the 17th of July.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.